Breakfast.
Hello, Indy.
Hello, Darren. Time to hate this song.
Well, the rest of the world disagrees with you. It's a song of the year.
Yeah,
in a lot of
we'll just pass that on to our music programmers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, music department.
That's to be
Wendy
different.
Know.
Yes.
So, all right, so something else which has affected your ire.
Well, what, not mine personally, but yeah.
Hours in, hours.
Oh, I see.
Yes, the royal hours.
Sorry, yes.
So, what has Pick n Pay done to upset some of its customers?
Okay, so first of all, a bit of background here, Darren, before we get into Pick n Pay Smart Shopper. Millions of South Africans have actually come to depend heavily on loyalty programs. Many of them use their points to buy, many of us, use points to buy essentials, groceries, prepaid electricity, fuel even. And, of course, others save them for spoils. I know one chap who buys a bottle of whiskey every second month or something out of his loyalty points.
Okay.
So, and also, for those who lack the means or the discipline to save, passively accumulating loyalty points is a form of saving, and it can help fund a big Christmas spend, or you know, you could use it towards an appliance that you need to replace without having to go into debt to get it, right? So Pick n Pay Smart Shopper is the second most used loyalty program in South Africa. It used to be number one, but it's been eclipsed now in the last year by Clicks Club Card, which is number one.
Eclipsed by Clicks Club Card.
I know, did you see how I did that?
Yes, very good.
I'm impressed with myself.
Impressed, yeah.
So there are more than 12 million people who have those blue Smart Shopper cards that have been issued with them. It's a lot of people. Last year, Pick n Pay added some personalized discount to its offering. So that may, if you, you know, based on what you spend, and they know everything now, if you have one of these cards, they can offer you a discount on the particular butter that you buy or the dog food or whatever, which is great. But it also, it gave with one hand and took away with the other because it slashed the points rewards in half. So in other words, you now have to spend twice as much to get the same number of points as you did before. And that didn't go down too well with some people. Then, on the 1st of January now, a few weeks ago, many discovered that they'd actually lost a whack of points. Everything that they'd earned a year or more previously. So the major points hoarders, the ones who were saving them for things,
for
lost out
thing, yeah.
Big time. Yeah. So Phil Grieger wrote to Consumer Watch about this, very unhappy, hopping mad. In fact, she lost 500 rands worth of points on January 1. Pick n Pay says it sent emails and SMSs to people's warning of this towards the end of last year, but many people have opted out of getting these marketing SMSs and approaches, so they didn't get. And then it started putting the notification on till slips in November, but they were quite vague. Your Smart Shopper points are valid for a year. You know, the word expire on January 30 would have been helpful. Of course, they didn't have to spend them. You can convert them to sort of cash and then spend them after that. But anyway, lots of people lost lots of money. And since then, a lot of consumers have been telling me around the country that they've been approaching their store managers, pleading their case and getting their points reinstated. So I'm like, well, this is a precedent. How come some people are getting theirs and some aren't? So I asked Pick n Pay's national spokeswoman what the criteria was. And they said, no, it's very much a case-to-case basis. And I suppose, understandably, she didn't want to tell me which stories various consumers had presented were the ones that had resulted in the reinstatement. But suffice to say that I think it's definitely worth stating your case, especially if you've lost a lot of points and you didn't get a direct warning via SMS or whatever. For the first time last Friday, I and many others on the program got a personalized text from PNP, which read, "You have no points that will expire on the 1st of February," mainly because I luckily redeemed mine at Christmas time. And then it ended, "Remember, your points are valid for 12 months from the time they are earned." So it looks like actually the points expiry crisis has resulted in them coming up with clearer messaging for consumers in terms of where they are with the points and where how many are going to expire. So it's less likely that consumers will unwittingly lose their points and less likely there's going to be this meltdown among the millions of Smart Shopper customers. On the subject of sort of buying with gift type things, freebies, I want to just have a quick little word about gift vouchers. Darren,
I want to ask you about
that. You've been doing
that.
Consumer Watch for a long, long time with me now. How many years does a prepaid gift voucher have to be valid for?
3 years.
Okay, you just cheated and looked that up.
No.
Do you know this?
I joke about it all the time when I hand people gift vouchers and stuff as prizes and gifts.
Now,
and
that's
I say,
different because yes. They didn't prepay for them.
Oh, okay. Then oh, because I give them to them.
Yeah, well, it's part of a prize. It's okay. Not, yeah.
So if I buy a voucher and if I buy a voucher and it says valid for 6 months, I can say no.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't believe how many little beauty spas and that sort of thing. They're the big culprits still do that. So it's absolutely not legal.
No, I remember
it has
you
to be
saying
three
that.
Years.
It's stuck.
I'm happy to hear that, Darren. I wish a lot of the service providers out there would remember that too. Anyway, this isn't one of those cases. Beverly Moodley got a gift voucher last month for Perfect 10 Nail and Body Studio. It was bought from the Pavilion branch, but nothing on the voucher stipulated that it had to be redeemed there. So you know where I'm going with this. There are Perfect 10 branches all over the country. So Beverly booked a nail treatment at just here, Gateway Perfect 10. And when she went to present the voucher for payment, the manager said that the voucher wasn't valid at that branch and she was made to pay cash for the treatment, which didn't go down well with her. So I got hold of the branch and I'm happy to say the owner said that she hadn't been treated, hadn't been given the right response. What they did in that case was phone the other branch and make arrangements for them to pay and so that the customer can pay with the voucher. Mm. So she's going to get her refund, Beverly is. And the good news is that Perfect 10 has now got one voucher that's redeemable everywhere, so this problem shouldn't arise anywhere else.
Okay.
So, yeah, because, I mean, it is a reasonable expectation. Like if you buy a Sorbet or an Edgar's, you can redeem them at any branch of that brand around the country. So, yeah, that was a little bit unfortunate. The converse applies. If you found a gift voucher and it's more than 3 years old, you shouldn't be able to redeem it. But I did have someone who phoned me. She had a few days or a week after the 3 years, which she found it in some pocket or something, and the store said, sorry, can't help you. And I just think, you know, the law is one thing, customer service is another. They had the money. Mm. It didn't expire in their till, as someone once memorably said to me, my money didn't expire in your till. So just, you know, where the CPA ends, customer service begins, and you know, let's be grown up about this. I thought that was quite an unfortunate response, given that it was so newly expired. But legally, fine. But yeah, as I say, there's more to customer service than strictly complying with the Act. And that's where we'll leave that.
Well, thank you, Wendy Nola.
Thank you, Darren.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.